Great Thursday morning, beloved. And again, thank you for inviting me into your homes so we can share the few moments this morning in God's Word. Today, we're in 1 Timothy chapter 4, and today's reading includes warnings about false teachers along with personal advice to Timothy. Timothy is told not to let anyone undermine him because of his youth, and to continue sharing his gifts by reading Scripture, preaching, and teaching. And God's saving word for us as we continue this week is encouragement. And remember, it takes nothing, hardly an effort at all, to reach out and encourage somebody in the Lord. So let's begin reading 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. The Spirit says clearly that some people will abandon their faith in later times. They will obey lying spirits and follow the teachings of demons. Such teachings are spread by deceitful liars whose consciences are dead as if burned with a hot iron. Such people teach that it is wrong to marry and to eat certain foods. But God created those foods to be eaten after a prayer of thanks by those who are believers and have come to know the truth. Everything that God has created is good. Nothing is to be rejected. But everything is to be received with a prayer of thanks, because the word of God and the prayer make it acceptable to God. If you give these instructions to the believers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus as you feed yourself spiritually on the words of faith and of the true teaching which you have followed. But keep away from those godless legends which are not worth telling. Keep yourself in training for a godly life. Physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is valuable in every way because it promises life both for the present and for the future. This is a true saying to be completely accepted and believed. We struggle and work hard because we have placed our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all, and especially of those who believe. Give them these instructions and these teachings. Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but be an example for the believers in your speech, your conduct, your love, faith, and purity. Until I come, give your time and effort to the public reading of the Scriptures and to preaching and teaching. Do not neglect the spiritual gift that is in you, which was given to you when the prophets spoke and the elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things and devote yourself to them in order that your progress may be seen by all. Watch yourself and watch your teaching. Keep on doing these things, because if you do, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. And today's key verse is 1 Timothy 4:12, where the Apostle Paul writes, "Be an example to the believers in your speech, your conduct, your love, faith, and purity." You know, the Timothy, whether he was an apostle or a pastor, whatever the case may be, was probably much younger than other church leaders of the time. And of course, as people would travel from city to city, they might note how the teacher, the pastor in this town was older, or he was more eloquent, or whatever. And so Timothy had a battle that he continually fought, and that was that people looked down upon him because of his youth. But godliness has nothing to do with your physical age. It has to do with the time that you spend in God's Word and seeking out the Spirit of God and walking in the truth of the Spirit. And that's why the Apostle Paul told Timothy, don't let anybody, look down upon you because of your youth. Because youth really doesn't matter. It is how close we have chosen to walk with Jesus that truly does matter. Let's pray. Gracious God, at the height of his ministry, Jesus was a young man. May his example remind the church that younger people are particularly gifted to serve as leaders. Lift them up and empower them by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading 1 Timothy chapter 5, where the Apostle Paul gives advice on how to treat others within a community of faith. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.